G'day everyone, welcome to the QSIA podcast series. Thank you for joining me again. My guest today is the company founder and CEO of Honey & Fox. Can I welcome to the podcast Jane Gallagher? How are you, mate?
I am really good. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you for giving your time up. So I know you're busy. I'm not going to keep you too long, but I definitely need to ask you some questions around the workshops that we advertised yesterday through our social media networks. And really, can you give me a sense of why the workshops and why was the project funded?
That's a really good question, Eric. And it's something that Honey and Fox, I'll just first of all, I'll tell you what Honey and Fox does, because I think it puts it all into context. So we work specifically with fishers, farmers and food businesses, and we help them find and connect with their market. And the purpose of that is so that they can make more money, because as the closer you get to the market, the more you understand about what your consumers want, what your customers want, what the market is doing, the better you can target where you sell, what you sell, when you sell, those sorts of things. And as part of that, you know, the power of digital is huge. And what we found in our works, and we've been doing this now for 7 years, and what we found in our work is that people, particularly, well, in small businesses generally, and this isn't restricted to the fishing industry, the farmers, or it's in small business generally, the level of confidence, and I don't mean, you know, how good you are, but the confident level, you know, how confident you feel using digital technologies to connect with people and to talk to your market is quite low. So we set about thinking, well, how can we help that? How can we, you know, help everybody? And so we talked to FRDC. So the program is actually funded by the Fisheries R&D Corporation. And it is about helping people get onto the digital sphere, if you like, to get into the cyberspace world in a way that they feel confident doing, so that they can, you know, get the benefits that you can get from digital. You know, you can save time in your business, you can save money, you can reach more people, you get more control. And the really big thing that we find, and we talk a lot about this, and we will talk about it in the workshop, is that the customers out there really want to know more about where their product is coming from, who produced it, and how it got to them. So this is the story. And what we've been doing for far too long is letting other people tell our story. We need to, everybody who's involved in producing getting food to people really need to take control of their own narrative. It's when you do that, when you tell a story to the people who want to buy your product, they'll literally line up to buy from you. And we see that all the time. And one of the biggest barriers to doing that is this level of digital confidence. How confident are you to do it? So we thought, well, why don't we run something specifically for the seafood industry? It's very different fishing and selling seafood to, I don't know, selling candles in a tourism shop, you know. So a lot of the information, a lot of the training that's out there is too generic. And if you don't understand what people do and how they do it, it's very, you know, it's just not relevant to you. So we thought we needed to do something that was really relevant to fishers. We didn't just sit in a room and come up with this course. We did go and talk to fishers in Queensland.
In what ways did you consult with industry?
Yeah, really good question again, because when we looked at it, we thought, well, we can't develop this in a vacuum. We can't sit in our offices or in our places that we work and just develop it. We needed to go and talk to the people that we were designing this for. And that's what we did. And so a lot of people in Queensland, a lot of fishers in Queensland would have spoken to Megan Dodd. She was working with us, and between us, we spoke to a lot of fishers and we got a really good understanding of what some of the major issues were for fishers, for seafood businesses in going digital. So the course has been developed from that point. It is a short course. Before we hopped on this call, I was saying to you about how we have this conundrum, like if you want to run a course on going digital, You can't run that digitally because people aren't confident running, aren't confident in the digital sphere. So we thought, well, we have to do this face to face. We have to go old school, love old school, love doing the face to face. But then COVID hit, and COVID meant that we couldn't get going when we wanted to. So look, it's been a while coming, but we are really excited to be bringing it. And I want to just say that we've timed the workshops to fit with the fishing schedule, in that it's all around the full moon, because we know that's when we went out and I talked to the fishers, they said, well, if you're going to run something face to face, do it around the full moon. So we've listened. So the whole thing has been designed specifically for fishers and seafood businesses.
I think everyone has some hesitation with digital technology until you start to get in and use it. One thing we learn as an association, and we're doing it now with podcasting, is we tried it out. It's a way to get put a voice to the name and to get some messaging out. So, look, Jane, thank you for your time today.
Oh, thank you very much for having us, and I really hope to meet a lot of the Queensland fishers as we do the workshops up and down the coast.
I will let our members and industry know where they can contact you. We will keep circulating the contact information in the post we put out yesterday, and of course through our email contact network. So, Jane Gallagher of Honey and Fox, thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric.